சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். Page 26, verse number 24. Shraddhanvitastattvamasiti vakhyatah. Guru pramadadapi shuddha manasah. விஞ்ஞாய சைகாத்ம்யமதாத்ம ஜீவயோஹம் சுகீ பவேன்மேருரிவா ப்ரகம்பனஹ. From this 24th shloka onwards, Lord Rama beginning his teaching, the main Vedantic teaching. Up to here he has condemned the Jnana Karma Samuchaya Vadi. Having done that, now the main teaching is Mahavakya Vichara. This Mahavakya Vichara is meant to remove the sorrow from Lakshmana's mind. Mahavakya means a statement occur in the Upanishad. A statement occur in the Upanishad which reveals the Jivatma Paramatma Aikyam. Mahavakya is that vakya which reveals the oneness or essential nature of that Jivatma and Paramatma. Mahavakya is that statement which reveals the oneness or essential nature or identity between Jivatma and Paramatma. Jivatma Paramatma Aikya Bodhaka Vakyam Mahavakyam. Jivatma Paramatma Aikya Bodhaka Vakyam. That Aikya is called oneness. For that, what are the qualifications are required? Rama said in this sloka, Shraddhanvitaha. First one must have the Shraddha, Bhakti, reverence towards Shastra, reverence towards Guru. These two are very important. Direct listening from the teacher is very important. The Shraddha, Bhakti, full extent you come when you are in rapport with the teacher, when you have direct contact with the teacher. That is why Gurukulam, Guru Pasadanam, Guru Sushrusha, all are possible when you listen to the teacher directly. Those who are not able to get the teacher directly, for them only internet. No teacher is available around. For them only internet. So, Bhagavan also knows. In spite of teacher is available, you are using only internet. Na? Bhagavan cannot be happy. When you are not able to attend the class at all, that is a different thing. That is a different thing. But this facility, that direct learning from a teacher, looking into the eye contact of my teacher, is entirely different. Whatever may be the technology, let it come. In future, maybe further technology development may come. But this Guru, Shishya, Upadesha, Mukhataha cannot be replaceable. You cannot replace it. Knowledge is also not so easy. Unless I am not trained under my teacher, guided by my teacher, it is not so easy. All these words indicate Shraddhanvitaha. That one word indicates. I may put video, suppose, in YouTube or in website, I may put my photo, but I can't see your face. You may see my face. You may see my expression. You are fortunate, but I am not fortunate. The guru missed the smile of the student, the blooming face of the student. When the teacher is talking, the student is enjoying. The teacher missed that. That's why we don't put all classes in website. This is only aside point. Rama didn't say all these things. Just I am sharing my view. That's all. My personal view. I am not specifying any student. Overall, for all listeners, all students, I am telling they should know the importance of Guru Upasadhanam. That is traditional. That is paddhati. That is whatever may be my profession, my duties. My utmost priority, top priority is Shastra Moksha. Everything is secondary. That much interest if I have, Shastra Mata unfolds. For the benefit of student only I am talking. Okay. Not that teacher is not happy. No. Teacher is happy all the time. But that advantage of looking at the student and talking, the teacher expression is different. Talking in front of mic and looking at the wall, how teacher also can have the expressions. Okay. Look into the shloka. With this Shraddha Anvitaha endowed with Tattvamasiti Vakhyataha. That is why Guruho Prasadas. God Rama says, by the grace of the Guru. Here grace means teaching. Teaching is the grace of the Guru. Guruho Prasadas Shuddhamanasaha. Without any critical mind. Without any doubting mind. Shuddhamanasaha means without having any what you can call raga, dvesha towards Shastra and towards Guru. Shuddhamanasaha. That means my Guru's words are, that's all, end for that. My Guru word is Veda Vakku for me. It is coming from Bhagavan. My Guru word is coming from Bhagavan. If I have that open-mindedness, that is called Shuddha Manas. I need not hide anything from my Guru because I am open-minded. Because my Guru is my well-wisher. Guru alone gives Moksha Pradata. Guru is Moksha Pradata. Therefore, I am very, very comfortable with my Guru. I am very happy with my Guru. I am very much pleased by my Guru's presence, my Guru, when I share with my Guru. That much intimacy mentally I have to develop. If that intimacy is not there, if I keep my Guru away, there is some reservation. That reservation mind cannot allow me to go towards more near to Shastra. The reservation from my Guru means reservation from Shastra. Reservation from my Guru is nothing but reservation from Shastra. that Guru must be that much trustworthy, that Guru must be that much knowledgeable, that Guru must be that much approachable. Guru is also responsible. Shishya is also responsible in the process of this knowledge. Unless Lakshmana approach, Rama cannot open his mouth. That is why it is the job of the students to tap my teacher's knowledge to bring out. Otherwise, Jnanam will be there with the Guru only. Unless Shishya is there, how can Guru can share? He cannot talk with the wall, no? A Jadam. He or she needs a student who is reciprocative, able to register that statements, who is very much eager to know. That type of student is called Shuddhamanasaha. Shuddhamanasaha means, and after taking bath, wearing nice istri dress, coming and Shuddhamanasaha, because manasaha is what? Mind. That is mind, antakarana. Then what? With that qualification, tattvamasi iti mahavakyam vakyataha aikatmyam atma jivayoho vijnaya. Atma jivayoho, atma means paramatma, jiva means the individual self, both of them are identical. Atma jiva yoho means jiva means the individual, the student. Who is listening? Ajnani student. Who is thinking, I am a wife, I am a husband, I am a miserable samsari. That is jiva. Jiva disciple. Atma, that paramatma and this jivatma, both are one and the same. The jivatma, either individual, the Paramatma, the Ishvara, both are one and the same. Just like a wave and ocean, both are one and the same, they are not different. Names are different. Wave name is different, wave form is different. Ocean name is different, ocean form is different. But their oneness is water. Oneness is water. Wave is water. Ocean is water. Similarly, Jivatma is Atma. Paramatma is also Atma. Aikyam. Aikatmyam. Eka Atmanaha Bhavaha Aikatmyam. Oneness Vijnaya. Having known. Having understood. Sukhi Bhavet Mayo Remain. Happy, ye Lakshmana, Sukhi Bhavet. No more sorrow, no more limitation, no more insecurity, no more unhappiness. Sukhi Bhavet, may you be happy. How? That happiness also not coming and going happiness. Once you are jnani, by this Aikya Jnanam, once you become a wise person, that Jnanam will never fade out. It will never perish. Like Meru Iva, Meru Riva Aprakampanaha. Aprakampanaha means without any chalanam. Prakampana means shaking, no? Chalanam, movement, unsteadiness. Prakampa. Bhukampa. The kampu dhatu. Prakampa means what? Withering away. Aprakampanaha means not withering away. Not shaking. Not unsteady. You know? Meruhu iva. Like a Meru mountain. Like a Meru mountain, you are so steady firm in your knowledge. Because of that, you are happy. This happiness may go away, that feeling won't come to you. In any other happiness, you know this may disappear, this may go away, that feeling will come. Once you know I am Brahman, Atma Swarupam, this Brahma Swarupa Jnana Ananda cannot go. It is impossible. That is why Sukhi Bhavet Meruhu Iva Aprakampanaha. That's why once you become a Jnani, you will never become a Jnani. Which Jnani? Not mathematics Jnani, physics Jnani. The physics Jnana also you may forget after some time. Chemistry knowledge you may forget, computer knowledge you may forget, but Aham Brahmasmi Jnana can never be forgotten. Once it comes, that's all. It is you. You can never miss yourself. You can never miss yourself. That's why miss nale, something they miss, they become misses later. The miss nale, missing husband only miss. That miss becomes misses later. Why they call miss? I do not know. She is always unhappy, missing, you know. That's why miss. Okay. Missing something, that will become misesana. So, you will never miss anything once you get this knowledge. Next shloka. Up to here we saw in the last class. Now, Rama is going to explain how to apply this Tattvamasi Mahavakya. How to analyze this. How to analyze this Mahavakya, Tat Tvam Asi Mahavakya. The process he is giving, very important portion is coming. Up to 41 is the main teaching. Mahavakya Vicharaha. Vichara means not Tamil Vichara. Vichara in Tamil, worry. It's not worry here. Vichara means inquiry. Shodhanam. Mahavakya Shodhanam. We'll read the shloka 25.
Adau padartha bhagatirhi karanam. Vakshartha vijnana vidhau vidhanatah. Tattvam padarthau paramatma jivakau. Asiti chaikatnya madhanayor bhavet.
Vakshartha vijnana vidhau. Vakya means sentence. Artha means meaning. In knowing the meaning of the sentence, Vakyartha. Vijnana, in knowing. The process of knowing the meaning of the sentence. The process of knowing the meaning of the sentence is called Vakyartha Vijnana Vidhau. Vidhau means process. Vijnana means knowing. Artha means meaning. Vakya means sentence. What do you mean by sentence? A sentence is that which has got words. What are all there in sentence? Subjects, objects, verb. All these are there. Then it becomes a sentence. So one sentence if you want to know, you must know the word. To know the meaning of the sentence, how you should know? Vidhanataha, properly. Properly. A knowledge is a knowledge when there are no doubts. A doubtful knowledge is not a knowledge. Vidhanataha means properly, systematically, without any vagueness. Anything if you want to know, it has its own method. Any science for that matter, it has got its own jargon. It has got its own primary meaning and secondary meaning. Every sentence, contextual meaning. Vidhanatah means properly. Paramarthananda Swamiji always gives one example. One boy wrote a letter to his father. "I am well. I hope you are all in the well." "I am well. I hope you are all in the well." What is the context? Well is the same meaning, the same spelling, not meaning, spelling. W-E-L-L, well, same spelling, but one context, well means fine, anartha. I am fine. Another context, well means that is water, so full of water, danger. You are in the well. The context is, I am inquiring the well-being of my parents. I am well, I am fine, I hope you are all fine. I hope you are all in the well and another. Like that, properly we have to understand, we have to know properly context. Context is very important. This is very, very important. Talking, when we are talking to a person, the every statement should be connected to that context. 99% of people talk without context. 99. It's very difficult to talk pertaining to that context. Pertaining to that context, not only just giving lecture time. Any time when you are just talking to other, even family members, wife or a husband, brother or sister, any relation when you are talking, it must be context based. Connection in other words, when to talk, what to talk is very important. When to talk, what to talk, that is called context based. When we were studying in the schools, in the colleges, they ask this, find out the context, they give a sentence. This sentence used when, where, by whom. Have you done that? Why they, that type of exercise they give to learn in our life how to talk, when to talk. See the context. That is why here Lord Rama is very particular. This tattvamasi, context you must know. When Guru says you are that, Shaunaka said, Uddalaka said to his son Shvetaketu, you are that. You are that means what? Panchakoshas directly meaning. But that is not the meaning. The context is different. The intention of the speaker is different. You are that when father is pointing out to his son, towards his son, the son should study the intention of his father. My father intention is what? What he wants me, what way he wants me to understand this statement. So I have to read the mind of the speaker. Not the speaker, the one who speaks. I have to read the intention of the speaker. That is called subtle mind. If I read the intention of the speaker, then I get the exact, the correct meaning, contextual meaning. If I have that talent, Mahavakya is very simple. Therefore, vidhanataha, properly, contextually, intention of the speaker, from the Shastra Narsha. The speaker who is talking also, all our words are governed by, backed by the Shastra. Whenever we talk in normal parlance also, our words must be governed by Shastra, not Mahavakya only. Gentle speech, lovable, respectful, all these are based on Shastra. Backed by Shastra, mind. Life morning to till night is governed by Shastra. Shastric rules and regulations. Then you are the happiest person in the world. Peaceful, most relaxed. Because I am under the guidance of Shastra. But, Many people do not know what is Shastra, where is it called? Question of guidance or governance. Each person is governing the other person. In the family also, everyone wants to guide others. Everyone wants to govern others. Let them be governed by Shastra, not by me. Let me be governed by the Shastra, not by others. Because Shastra is nirdushtam, dosha rahitam. But the people are having lot of limitations. That is why clash comes. To avoid that clash, I have to avoid that guidance of local family members or others. To avoid that, I must have another guidance support. If without that, I cannot avoid this guidance. If I am backed by, governed by Shastra, then I am able to, or I can avoid other people's governing me or controlling me. If that Shastra is not there, better to take the guidance of parents, elders. So, well-informed in Shastra is meant to our well-being. Well-informed in Shastra is meant for what, you know? For our own peaceful and happy life. People do not know this. I am studying Shastra only how to live, how to talk, how to behave without disturbing the harmony of the society, family. These are all given in Shastra. All guidelines are given in Shastra. Because we are missing this Shastra guidance, there are lots of clashes, lot of disturbance in every relation. Therefore, let us, our life be governed by Shastra. How can I know Shastra? I can know Shastra only through my Guru. That is why Guru Upasadanam. I cannot know otherwise. That is called Vidhanataha, properly. Before knowing the Mahavakya or Vakya, the statement, the sentence meaning Adau, in the beginning, see the first line, Adau Pada Artha Avagatihi Karanam. If you want to understand this sentence meaning, first of all, you must know the meaning of the words. You must know the meaning of the words. I know the sentence, but I do not know the words. How can you know the sentence without knowing the words? Each word is what? It is in noun place or verb place or in object place. Is it subject, object or verb? In what? What is the connection? Then the sentence gives the meaning, what I have to do. Bring water. Bring is a verb. Water is a noun. Bring water. So I should know what is bring and meaning is what. Then what is water? How to bring? All I should know. So if I don't know what is bring, please bring water is a sentence. Without knowing, what do you mean by please? If I don't know, I'll sit as it is, you know. If I don't know, what is the meaning of bring? I sit there where I am. Person is asking, please bring water. I mean, please anna theriyala, bring anna theriyala, water anna theriyala, suppose. What to do? So, to perform an action, to take the water to that person when he is asking, I must know he is asking, requesting me. Immediately I have to say, yes please. Immediately I have to respond. Silently I should not go inside and bring after 10 minutes. If I know the importance of that please word, immediately I answer, yes. I have to answer. That means you know the importance of the word please. And please bring the water and then silently if you go inside and another thing. You went inside to bring water or something else, who knows? Is it not? If I say yes, oh, this person is responding, he is bringing water, he has gone inside, I can guess. Simple statement I am telling. How much alert we should be when one person is talking a statement, a sentence, how much receptive we are. That please bring water. Yes. That means what? I bring water. In yes itself you are communicating the whole sentence. In a Sullamali. Yes. You didn't say I'll bring water. Yes, I'll bring water. You need not say. If you say yes itself, the whole sentence communicated. Just for example, I'm telling how much receptive we are. I should know what is the please, what is the meaning of bring, what is the meaning of water. Immediately you have to think, where is the tumbler, where is the glass, where to bring water, what type of water, hot water, cool water. Do you need hot water or cool water? Immediately I have to ask. Like that. Therefore, Pada Artha. Why I am telling all this? Pada Artha Adau. The sentence cannot be understood without knowing the Padam words. In that sentence, Pada Artha Avagatihi. Avagatihi means knowledge, understanding, knowing. Avagatihi. गत्यर्थक धातूनां ज्ञानार्थकत्वात् गम् धातु हव उपसर्ग पूर्वक गम् धातु ज्ञानार्थे अवगति हि मीन्स् व्हाट् नोइंग कारणं भवति वाक्यार्थ विज्ञान कारणं पद अर्थ विज्ञानम् फॉर सेंटेंस नॉलेज सेंटेंस नॉलेज इज For that cause is what? Pada Artha Jnana. Without sentence, without words knowledge, sentence knowledge is not possible. So sentence knowledge ki karanam yarana Pada Artha Avagati. That is Pada Artha Avagati hi Tarihi Karanam. Tarihi. In this process of knowing the sentence, first you should know the padam. Please bring water. I gave one example. What is Rama's here? Vakyam. What Vakyam is using? Mahavakyam. Tat Tvam Asi. Now look into the third line. Tattvam Padarthau Paramatma Jeevakau Asi Iti Cha Aikatyam Atha anayoho bhavet. Tattvam asiti. Tattvam. Tattvam is there. You have to split. Tattvam. Tattvam. Padarthau. Padarthau means not any padartham. What you prepared at home. Padarthau. Pada. Word meaning. Tat pada meaning. Swam pada meaning. Sat means that. Swam means you. That means Paramatma. Swam means Jivatma. So we should not do any mistake in Rama Ramasulda Rudani. Paramatma Jivakau. Satvam Padarthau Paramatma Jivakau. So there is no, he don't want to give any chance for us to commit mistake. That is what Guru must be very careful. If I give Paramatma Jeevakavane somewhere else, I may take by that time Tattvam something else. Therefore carefully Rama using the word immediately, Tat indicates Paramatma, Tvam indicates Jeevatma. Paramatma Jeevakau, Jeevakavasiti is there. How you have to split that? Paramatma Jivakau Asi Iti. If you join together, Paramatma Jivakavasiti, it will be. So, you have to split it. Paramatma means Paramatma. Jivaka and Jiva means individual. Both are Asi, equal in Artham. Paramatma is equal to Jivatma. Paramatma is equal to Jivatma. Asi means what? Equal, identical, one, essentially one. Why Jiva, Jiva Kau, and the Kau, Jiva Kaha, Jiva Kau, Kushitarthe Kastratyaha. This Jiva is not superior, no? Jiva with all limitations. Kushitarthe Kastratyaha. Shows the limitation of this Jiva. You, the Jiva, don't take a limited body-mind complex. You are that Paramatma only. That is called oneness. Essentially one. Both are Asi. Aikatmyam. Aikatmyam means both are one and the same. Paramatma and Jivatma are one and the same. You are the Ishvara. If we say this sentence, who will come to the class? Next class, many people become, not you, generally, anywhere if you say, you are Paramatmana, student is taking Panchakosha. How can I be the Paramatma? I am not Paramatma. I can never be Paramatma. Student is like this, suppose. You, when seeker says, you means not Annamaya Kosha, not Pranamaya Kosha, not Manomaya Kosha, not Vijnanamaya Kosha, not Anandamaya Kosha also. The one who is Pancha Kosha Vilakshanaha, Avasthatraya Sakshi, Shariratraya Vilakshanaha, that only teacher is intending, that is the intention of the teacher. You are that Paramatma means not this body-mind complex. The student also must reciprocate in such a way. Guru is addressing me, means this me, OC, RC or RM? OC. Not RC, RM. Paramatma, RC, RM is Maya, Shariram. Jivatma is Avidya, this limited body mind can never be equal to Paramatma. There are lot of differences. When we say Aikatmyam, how to say, what do you mean by Aikatmyam, oneness? How can I be the Ishvara? Rama is going to say, I means don't take you the Ahankara. I will tell you how to do the process. You have to do lot of filtering. After filtering only, you have to give up certain things, you have to take certain things and see the oneness. That I will teach you, don't worry. Don't miss the class. I will tell you how to say Aham Brahmasmi. Why you are taking love itself, how can I be the Ishvara? It is not your job to think like that. Tell me how I am Ishvara, you should ask the question, the teacher again. Tell me, how can I be the Ishvara? My mind and intellect is not accepting. I can never be the Ishvara. Let me see how my teacher is going to teach. I have to sit in the class and listen and say, yes, Guru, after you are teaching also, I am not Ishvara. Therefore, I am going. Then you can go away. No problem. But without studying, Guru, enna mari solraru, naan Ishvarana. Therefore, let me go. I don't want to come to class. And who is the loser? Who is the loser? Student alone is the loser. Let me see how can I be the Ishvara. Let me see what is going to come out through this teaching. Is it true or it is bluff? Let us see. Give the benefit of the doubt to the teacher. Why I have to take decision? Why I have to doubt my teacher in the Shastra? When the Sachit statement is there in Mahavakya, Upanishad statement is there, let me give the benefit of doubt to the Shastra. Why I have to doubt? Entertain the doubt. Let me not. Sakalame. Let me see. Apriyavadu ukarlame class. Let me sit for some time. Rama continues. Now how you can be the Ishvara? I will tell you that. Lakshmana, listen. So I have finished the word meaning in this shloka. Asi iti aikatmyam atha anayoho means in 25th last word, anayoho means of these two. Of these two means jivatma paramatmanoho. Aikatmyam bhavet. Bhavet. It is possible. It is not impossible. Next shloka, 26.
Pratyat parokshadi virodham atmanah. Vihaya samgrushyatayo siddhatmatam. Samshodhitam lakshanaya cha lakshitam. Jnatva svamatmanam asadvayo bhavet.
So vakyartha jnanam comes only by padartha jnanam. Now padartha jnanam, pada, tatpada, svampada, pada artha jnanam, you have to understand this way. Paramatma is the one padam. Paramatma, jivatma, aikyam. Tat paramatma, one word. Tat is one word. Tat means paramatma. Svam means jivatma. Jivatma means sam pada, that is indicating the individual jiva. Tatpada svampada. Paramatma, jivatma. These two words are to be known what is their essential nature. Just I give the example, wave and ocean. Ocean is one name. Wave is another name. They have a lot of difference also. Ocean is so vast. Wave is limited, pervasive. First difference. Ocean is permanent. Wave is temporary. Ocean gives a lot of water. Its function is much beneficial to many people. Ocean. But wave is not like that. Its function is very limited, useful to only some people. Because its water content is less. So for seeing also it is so vast, wave is small. One is permanent, one is impermanent. So this is the differences. All these differences are superficial. All these differences are superficial, they are not essential differences. They are not factual. They are temporary. Whatever is temporary is not facts. The waveness is temporary or permanent? Waveness of the wave is permanent or temporary? Temporary. Then the limitation of wave also must be temporary. Whatever is temporary is not fact. It is not fact. Wave cannot say, I am motion. Motion is so big. It is steady. I am just moving up and down. I am limited. From the wave standpoint, wave cannot say, I am motion. Is it possible? It is not possible. Wave can never claim I am ocean. Because I am very small, I am temporarily, now only born. Few seconds I am going to be there. I may disappear after some time. And I am crashed by other waves. backside, and front wave is sending me back. Back wave sending me, pushing me forward. Front wave sending me back. Have you seen that? Go to the beach and see. Now, this wave is feeling. I am the wave, small wave. However much big, suppose I am, not like ocean. I am always in insecurity because I may disappear in any fraction of moment. Because back wave is coming, pushing me forward, and front wave is also pushing me backward. So in between I am disappearing. Can wave claim I am ocean? Impossible. So wave limitation continues as wave. Its limitation continues as wave. The wave can claim I am ocean only when it drops the identity, that identity means its abhimana, the waveness. I am a wave, that notion it has to drop. Wave has to do what? Nothing. Just to drop the notion, I am a wave, hitting by back wave, hitting by front wave, I am very small, I am temporary, I am so limited, my existence is so much limited time, in the problem is the samsara. Is that? Samsara. Ayyo, na irukkamale poiduveno, adu ore kavale. I am going to disappear. You are going to disappear anyhow. You will disappear in no time. So you have no control. You have no power. As a wave, you are bound to be disappear within a fraction of seconds. Hitting by the back wave, front wave, all the way you are suffering. But you come out of that suffering, you drop I am a wave. Bhavana. Just bhavana. Imagine, wave atma kadha. This is called wave atma kadha. Autobiography of wave. Okay. Autobiography of wave is what? This is the autobiography. Now wave has to recognize, I am not small, I am not impermanent, I am not thrashed by the back wave, front wave, I am water. I am water. I am ocean. As water, I can claim I am ocean also. As a wave, I cannot claim I am ocean. As a water, I can claim I am a ocean. Why? Ocean also? Water. Ocean is also water. There is no ocean other than water. There is no wave other than water. The wave, nama, rupa are given to the water. When you are calling the wave as wave, when you are seeing the wave form as wave form, are you seeing different from water? As you are seeing the wave, as you are calling the name by name water, by seeing the wave, is it different from water? No. At any time, as you are seeing the wave, you are seeing the water, you are calling the water as a wave. Another name you have given to the water. Just name you have given to the water. Just as they give names, no? Two, three names. Sometimes I get confusion. The students, they write, no? Different names. Hey, how can you give the name? My name only, Swamini. They say, my name only. Weekly put Gupurva, office put Gupurvana. Adi Madri, Atma. Atma alone is called Jivatma. In example, water alone is called a wave. Water alone is called ocean. What is the content? Oneness, oneness where in ocean wave oneness, water is oneness. When you look at the water, it is oneness. Now wave has to go and merge in ocean. I want to become one with Vasan Swami. Now it is very important. Is this wave has to travel to become one with Vasan? To claim I am Vasan? It has to travel? It need not travel. I am water. I need not travel. Right? She is also water. She is also water. Why I have to travel? Really speaking, am I away from that? Am I away from that? No. Whole thing is water. Water story, nice. What about our story? Our story is a mystery. My story is a mystery. Water story, wave story, ocean story is beautiful, Swamini. I have understood Vedanta. You have understood 50%. Vishtanta. Other 50% is Rama is handling, you see. Pratyat parokshadi virodham atmanaha. Pratyat paroksha. That paramatma is paroksha. That if you say paroksha anartham. That means what? Not nearby anartham. That far away. Far away is the meaning. Tat iti parokshe anartham. That is paroksha. Paroksha means indirect, not available for my perception. When we say something, that is, you show the hand also. That is, why you are showing that is? It is not nearby for my perception. It is far away. Similarly, God, that is in playground also, and the cricket players and all, when they win the match, they get the gold medal, they do what? Look up. Oh God! They look up. Then he is not available around. Oh God! That God! Parokshe. Pratyak. Pratyak means near. Here, Jivatma. I am Jivatma is far or near? I myself, Jivatma, closest, proximate, pratyak means proximate, close, closely available. I the Jivatma, am closely available, intimate. That is the intimate way, spray intimate. Don't ask me, how do you know Swami intimate? I heard from someone, okay, intimate, closely available. Who? I am. I, the Jivatma, I am closely available to whom? To me only. Available to whom? And to me only. So, pratyak. Pratyakshataha siddham pratyak. Directly available, proximate, intimate. Paroksha. These are the differences. Paramatma is paroksha. Jivatma is pratyak. Here itself available. This much difference is there. Adipadat, you can supply a lot. He is all pervading. I am all pervading. Sarva vyapi, I am alpa vyapi. Difference. Adipadat, you have to supply. Sarveshwaraha, I am alpeshwaraha. I am not able to control even my daughter and son. Of course, wife already is able to control. Her husband, wife cannot control. Husband, no one can control each other in the family. Swamini, Nava Ishwarana. How can I be the Ishwara? Ishwara is the controller of everyone. Sarvajnaha, all over. I am Alpajnaha. Last week class, I don't remember. Alpajnaha. So, even my phone number, except my phone number, I don't remember any phone number. Alpajnaha. I know very little. This much limitation is there. Sarveshwaraha, Alpajnaha. Sarveshwaraha, Alpeshwaraha. Sarvajnaha, Alpajnaha. Sarva Vyapi is all pervading. I am only Vyapi of Sarva, body only. I am very much limited, pervasive. I am not all pervasive. Sarvajnaha is omniscient. Puja Swamiji says, Dayananda Swamiji, omniscient spelling is still a problem for me. where is the question of omniscience for me? Omniscient, S-I-E-N-T or S-C-I-E-N-T, people have doubts till today. Omniscient. Where is the question of Sarvajna? I am impossible. So, he is Ishvara, I am Dasaha. Dasaha, I am a servant, our Swami. How can I be the Ishvara? These many differences are there. He is Srashta, creator. I am a creature. Srishtaha, I am born created by God. How can I be God? How can I be God? People are all calling me with different names. How can I be God? I am not a generator, operator, destroyer. How can I be God? So these many differences are there. How can I be? Virodhataha. These are all contradictions. Virodha means what? Opposite attributes. Totally opposite attributes are there. Pratyek parokshadi. Pratyek paroksha, only one virodha Rama has given. Adipada, you have to supply what you have studied in Gita and Upanishads and all. You supply it. Adipada. Virodha, virodham atmanaha. Atmanaha means jivatma paramatmanoho. Sopadhika jivatma paramatmanoho. When you take yourself, I am, as the body-mind complex, it is called sopadhika atma. Upadhi sahita atma. When I say I am, OC, RC, RM1, RM2, RM3 included. Five factors. Original consciousness, OC, RC, reflected consciousness, RM1, RM2, RM3 means Sula Shariram, Sukshma Shariram, Karana Shariram. Put together I am. Similarly, Ishvara also, OC, Atma, original consciousness, then RC, Maya, Sahitam, Vishishta Chaitanyam, Maya, Vishishta Chaitanyam, Ishvara. So Maya is the Upadhi. Then Sula Prapancha, Sukshma Prapancha, Karana Prapancha. RM4, RM5, RM6. Reflected medium, big reflected medium. Come in a small reflected medium. Upadhi Veda is there. Since Upadhi Veda, the RC also, reflection of the consciousness also is different. But OC wise, OC. OC wise, both are one and the same. So delete four factors from here. Delete four factors from there. That is Upadhi, belong to Upadhi, attributes. Then take the what is one uniformly there also, here also. You join both of them. Join means don't bring joining. You cannot. Vijnaya. What? Tayoho chidatmatam samgrihya vijnaya. When there is a difference in nama, rupa, you keep them aside. You take the only one component which is uniform between Paramatma and Jivatma. What about other factors? Other factors are only unreal. They are not real. Wave, name and form are real? Ocean name and form is real? No. So ocean name and form, keep it aside. Wave name and form, keep it aside. It is not real. Then what is real? What? Similarly, there also, Sula Prapancha, Sushma Prapancha, Karana Prapancha, Virat, Hiranyagarbha, Ishvara, here, Vishwa Taijasa Prajna, all are going to come. Okay. Keep aside, take the Turiya Atma, one and the same. Can you claim now I am Ishvara? Dhairyama. From body mind standpoint, you can never be Ishvara. You are Dasanu Dasaha. Who said you are Ishvara from body mind complex? Shastra never said. No guru says. From Ahankara standpoint, you are not Ishvara. from aham brahma atma standpoint. That is why he says, vihaya, ignoring the upadhis, by giving up virodha attributes, opposite attributes, samgrishya means having done or extracting the atma from all the namarupas, tayoho chidatmatam sangrishya, extract the juice, what atma. What is there in Paramatma? Atma. What is there in Jivatma? Atma. So, take that Atma part. Say, Aham Brahma Asmi. Chit Atma. Chideva Atma. Sat Chidananda Atma. 1 week time, do analysis. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते. ओम शांति शांति शांतिः. हरिः ओम. श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः. हरिः ओम.